We are continuing Surah Bani Israel. The verse I recite is verse number 70. And indeed we have honored the children of Adam, and we carried them on the land and the sea, and we provided them with sustenance of good things, and we preferred them greatly over many of those we created. This is verse number 70. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that for surely Allah has honored the children of Adam. Karramna is honoring. See, honoring is something very special character which you have, which nobody else has. That's called honoring. And that's what happened to Bani Adam, the children of Adam. Allah gave the special honor which other creatures don't have. So what has been in Mizan describes about the honoring is that it is the intellect of the human being. With that intellect, the human being is honored so especially in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which other creatures don't have that kind of intellect. Another way also a human being has been honored is by the way he speaks, speaking skills, writing skills, facial features. All these things are so special in human being that we don't see in any other Allah's creatures. And we carried them on the land and the sea. See, Allah gave us all these kind of things which we travel with, like in ancient time we had horses and boats and all that, and ships. Now we have cars and all that. This is all Allah's bounty that Allah has given us, these kind of means of travel, so that we can travel in land and sea. And we provided them with sustenance of good things. And Allah gave the sustenance of good things. Like all kind of different kind of food we eat is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now see, you know, Mizan gave a very good example of how a host honor a guest. The host honor a guest if he send him some kind of special vehicle which he comes. And then when he, like Allah has given us vehicles. And then when a host receives a guest, he feeds him with different kind of feast, you know, different kind of food. That's what Allah has done exactly for all of us. Different kind of food Allah says, I have provided you, you know. And we preferred them greatly over many of those we created. And not only he honored, but preferred over many of the creatures which Allah created. See, honor is different and preference is different. We explained how Allah honored with special characteristics. But also he preferred in different sense. And Allah preferred over who? Allah preferred over all the animals and all jinns. Because they are all material creatures. As far as angels are concerned, they are not in this class as per Mizan, because angels are not material. They are non-material creatures. So Allah has honored, Allah has preferred in different areas. Like you see that how human being eats is a very different kind of eating than animal eats, you know. Animal eats raw food. Human being has a lot of different kind of dishes, Chinese and all these nice dishes, you know, which and they are growing more and more everywhere. And the way animal marry is different than we marry, you know. The way we have our, see, animal community is called as community in Quran, you know, like ant community and all these communities are there. So we are community, but their social structure is very primitive compared to our social structure, which is our preference in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are a lot of narration from Ahlul Bayt. Fourth Imam says especially that and we have provided them with good things, means every good fruit, Imam says, good things. And we have made them to excel, Imam says, that our animals and birds eat and drink by their mouth without raising their food or drink to their mouth by their hands, except the son of Adam, who raises his food to his mouth by his hand. So eating with your hand is honor for Bani Adam. And now Imam Baqir alayhi salam says about honoring Bani Adam is that he has been created upright. Only we are the one who walk upright. يوم نطعو كل أناس بإمامهم فمن أوتي كتابه بيمينه فأولئك يقرؤون كتابهم ولا يظلمون فتيلا. On the day when we shall call every people with their imam, then whoever is given his book on his right hand, then these will read their book and they will not be treated unjustly in the least. So everybody will be called on judgment day with their imam. Allah used the word imam. So there is a long discussion about in Quran that who Allah has mentioned imam. Lohe Mehfuz has been called imam Mubin. But Lohe Mehfuz is only one, and Allah is calling about all different people with their imam. So how could it be Lohe Mehfuz? So, Allah's books are also called imam in Quran. But the first Allah book came in the time of Noah. What about people who came before Noah? How they can come with their imam? So the gist is this, that in Quran, imam has been called two kinds of Quran. In one Quran, imam who are the guided imam and who are the misguided imam, like Firon was the misguided imam who will be taking people who follow him to the hellfire. And Allah talking about the guided imams, and there are a lot of verses in Quran. So basically everybody will be raised on the judgment day with their imam, who was their model in reality. We can say with our tongue that we love Imam Azam alayhi salam, and he's our imam. But if our belief and deeds are not on that degree that we should be raised with him, then there's a question, will we be raised with him? Because it's a natural process, you know. That the way we lead our life in our conscious and unconscious on a deeper level, that will be our imam. And then if we are raised with the right imam, then the right imam will take us to the right place, and the deed book will be given the right hand, and that person will be reading the books with a joy, and he will be not treated unjustly least. Quran came with a fatila. Fatila comes from fatil. Fatil is that small thread which is in the cleavage of the dead stone. It's a small thread. Not even this much of injustice will be done to that person who follows the right imam. Allah doesn't do injustice to anybody anyway in the judgment day. Everybody gets their recompense based on their deeds. So, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam says that Prophet will come with his people on judgment day, Ali will come with his people, Al-Hasan with his people, Al-Husayn with his people, and anyone who has died during the time of any Imam will come with him. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, aren't you grateful that every person will be called to him, they subscribe to, we will take resort to Messenger of Allah, and you will take resort to us. See how simple it is? Then why we are arguing Muslims? If we take resort to Ali Muhammad, then Ali Muhammad will take resort to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on judgment day. This is the imamat of Ali Muhammad. Where else people are going, leaving Ali Muhammad? And now, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, every person will be called by the imam of their time, the book of the Lord, and the tradition of the Prophet. Every person will be called by the imam of his time. If the prophets were imam, for that people, the prophet will be called. And an imam after Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, imams. And who else you'll be called with? The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet Sunnah. These three things you'll be called with. Now, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, it is so beautiful. On the day of resurrection, God will say, please listen to this. Does the justice of your Lord not require that every people should follow whoever they subscribe to? He'll ask that. Does your Lord justice doesn't demand that you should be following who you subscribe to? People say, yes, your Lord. Then Lord would say, separate from another. Ya Maram Allah. Separate from another. Ya Allah. People will acknowledge themselves that we should be with you follow. See how simple it is. We should cry right now. We should subscribe ourselves to Imam Zaman as Salaam, because he will be somewhere standing. We pray that our deeds are that we go with him. Then separate from each other. Ya Allah. Man kana fi hadhi ama fa huwa fil akhirat ama wa adallu sabila, and whoever is blind in this life, he will be blind in hereafter and more erring from the way. Adallu sabila. Astray from the path. One who is blind in this life will be blind in the hereafter. Blindness of not seeing their true imam is a blindness. If you don't know, you don't see your true imam, you're blind in this world and you'll blind in this next world. And far from the right path. Adallo sabila. Far from the sabil path. Far away from the sabil. Dalali mubi. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are follower of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Because the one who doesn't know Imam Zaman now, he'll be raised blind on a judgment day. And he'll be with his Imam who also is following. وَإِنْ كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُوكَ عَنِ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ لِتَفْتَرِي عَلَيْنَا غَيْرًا وَإِذَا لَتَّخَذُوكَ خَلِيلًا. And verily they were about to tempt you away from what we revealed to you, so that you would ascribe against us other than that. And then they would certainly have taken you as a friend. It's a difficult verse. I'll go inshallah slow. That they were trying to tempt you to go against what we have revealed, the Quran. And if you would have done that, they would have taken you friend. Because these polytheists came to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they said, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please do not talk against our gods. And please, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that these people who are your follower are the believers from the lower class, the poor ones. And we are rich people and we don't want to sit with them. So please call us in a special time. These were the demands. So, Allah is saying that what we reveal to the Quran, they were tempting you to be away from that and ascribe to something against us which is not true, making a lie against us, so that they could have take you as a friend. وَلَوْلَا أَنْ ثَبَّتْكَ لَقَدْ كِتَّ تَرْكَنُوا إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا. And had it not been that we had established you already, you would have certainly have been near to incline towards them a little. Allah said that it was my protection to you that you didn't even incline even little. Not even little. You would have near to incline towards them. A little. Allah said, if I would not have protected you, how Allah is minute. Near to incline towards them a little. Near, but he didn't incline. But Allah says, if I would not have protected, you would have done that. أَفَلَا حَيَاتِ وَدِعَرْفَ مَمَادِ سُمَّا لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ عَلَيْنَا نَصِيرًا. In that case, we would certainly have made you taste a double punishment in this life and double punishment after death. Then you would not have found any helper for you against us. Allah Akbar. Allah says, if you would have near to incline towards them a little even, I would have given a double punishment this world and this life and hereafter, and nobody would have found friend Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. See how hard his prophethood is. His prophethood is a perfection. Perfection with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perfection. And it doesn't, and this verse shows the confirmation of Prophets being infallible. The Prophet was infallible. He was even not near to incline to anything in his life. That this verse shows. So, when this verse came of the Adab, double Adab, So Ibn Abbas says that when this verse was revealed, Prophet said, O Allah, do not ever leave me to myself even for the blink of an eye. Don't leave me on myself. And then Mamun asked Imam Raza alayhi salam about this verse. Another verse, verse number 43 in 9th surah, verse goes, Allah pardon you, why did you give them leave? Allah pardon you, Allah was complaining to Prophet. Why did you give them leave? Allah pardon you. So Mamun read this verse and that verse and said, O son of Prophet, what is the meaning of these verses? So Imam Azhar said so beautifully. Imam says, apparently Allah is talking to the Prophet and making threats, but in reality, he is making threats to the nation. The Prophet is masum, he will never do that, but Allah is saying, nation to be careful with their own mistakes. وَإِنْ كَعَدُوا لَيَسْتَفِيزُونَكَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ لِيَخْرِجُوكَ مِنْهَا وَإِذَا اللَّهَ يَلْبِسُونَ خِلَافَكَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا and verily they were about to startling you from the land so as to expel you from it and then they would not have tarried after you but a little. Allah is saying that they were trying to expel you from Makkah. And if they would have done that, they would not have stayed behind you too long. I would have just destroyed them. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, explain further, Sunnat man qad arsalna qablaka min rusulina wala tajidu li sunnatina tahwila where with those of our messengers whom we sent before you and you shall not find any change in our way. Allah says this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I have done with the previous messengers and you will never see change in my sunnah. What is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you expel my prophet, I'll destroy you very quick. That's what Allah did to the nations. That the prophet expelled, Allah just sent Allah punishment. Allah says they will not stay too long behind you. Allahu Akbar. أقيم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل والقرآن الفجر إن قرآن فجر كان مشهودا. Perform the prayer from the declension of the sun till the darkness of the night and the recitation at the morning. Verily the recitation at the morning is witnessed. دلوك الشمس. What is دلوك? دلوك means when the sun is on the top of your head like meridian and then it starts shifting towards west, that is called duluk. Means this is time of the Dhuhr Salat, you know, it's called Zawal time, you know, when the sun starts turning towards from the meridian, from the top of our head towards west, that's called Dhuhr time. Allah says that perform the prayer from the declension of the sun till the darkness of the light, night. What is the darkness of night? Is the midnight. So Allah put the two times for Salat. One is a time when sun starts shifting towards west, and one time is the midnight time. And the third time is the Quran al-Fajr. Quran al-Fajr means recitation of Quran in the morning. Now Allah did not say morning prayer. Allah says Quran al-Fajr. Means read Quran in the Fajr time, in the morning time. Allah says so beautifully. Quran al-Fajr. Why? Because when you are doing Salat in the morning, you are reading Quran. Surah Hamd. Subhanallah. Quran al-Fajr. You know, when you start crying at the Quran al-Fajr. How, what importance Allah says about Quran morning Salat. So it's a totally different tone. Quran al-Fajr. And Allah talks again about the Fajr prayer. In the Quran al-Fajr, Kana Mashhuda, and indeed the morning prayer is witnessed. And Allah says this morning prayer is being witnessed by who? Witnessed by angels. You know, a person asked our fourth Imam about how this current we have rakat system, right? He asked the fourth Imam when it was established, this rakat system. Imam said when Prophet came to Medina, it got changed. So Allah kept two rakat of morning as a two rakat, and Zuhar two more rakat were added, Asr two more rakat were added, Maghrib one rakat was added, and Isha two more rakat were added. But morning Salat was kept two rakat because it was a time of the night angels to leave and then morning angels to come. So in the two rakat, they were in a rush, come and go, and they both wanted to see Prophet praying. So Allah has kept two rakat so that they can witness Prophet praying. So it's not only angels witness, but also Allah witness the prayer. So for sure our morning prayer is being witnessed by angels and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How could we miss morning prayer? The only person who will miss morning prayer who does not read Quran and doesn't read this verse and see how beautifully Allah describes this Fajr prayer. It is so beautiful. Now our Imam Sadiq says, indeed Allah has prescribed four obligatory prayers starting from the sun starts to decline until midnight. Two of them are period from the declining of the sun until the setting, and two are other after sunset till midnight. That's how prayer will be. And then we have Fajr prayer. So, then Prophet ﷺ says, Allah witness as well as the angels of night and the angels of the day witness the morning prayer. ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبث ربك مقاما محمودا. And some part of the night keep vigil for it as an additional prayer for you. Maybe that your Lord will raise up to you a praise station. This is such a beautiful prayer, verse. Urfa, love this verse so much. Mu'minin love this verse so much. And Allah says that in part of night, tahajjud, to tahajjud. Tahajjud means what Mizan says is to get up from sleep. Tahajjud bihi nafala is a nafala, it's not mandatory, it's optional. Nafala. Do that, Allah says, that maybe Allah raise you to praise high station, praise position. Maqama mahmuda, the praise position. There are so many narrations about tahajjud prayer. There were so many great benefits of tahajjud prayer. We don't have time for this. But it is the intercessor between you and the angel of death. It is the intercessor between you and Munkar Nakir. It becomes carpet in the grave and becomes a noor of your grave. It gives its protection against the enemies. It has so many good, great qualities. And Allah describes reward of most of the things in Quran, but not of the tahajjud prayer. It's not even been described, you know. Nobody knows the reward of tahajjud prayer. In the simple word, we can say that it was obligatory for Prophet ﷺ, but for mu'minin it is mustahab. But the one who are lovers of Allah, they make it wajib on themselves because they love it so much, they don't cannot even miss one day. You know, like somebody asked Mazum, I missed my tahajjud prayer last night. Imam said, your sin stopped it. So if we sin, we cannot come to tahajjud prayer. We should beg Allah not to sin in daytime so we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And mu'minin will also get to Maqam Mahmud to their degree. The praise station is different for Prophet. But mu'minin also get praise station in their way. Even with this praise station, a mu'min came to Shafa'at of another mu'min on judgment day. Now, Prophet ﷺ says about himself, I am the chief of Adam's children and there is no boasting in that. Prophet says, I am the chief of children of Adam and I'm not boasting about it. I am the chief. And Imam Kazim explained this so beautifully. Imam Kazim says, when the judgment day happens, the sun will come on the top of our head and we'll start perspiring with the heat. And Allah asks earth not to absorb our sweat, perspiration. So we will be swimming in our own sweat. It will be so hard on us. And we'll be begging Allah that Allah, please be kind to us. And we'll run to Adam alayhi salam. That is too much for us. Adam said, I cannot do. Go to Nuh alayhi salam. We all go to Nuh alayhi salam. He said, I cannot do. Today is a tough day. I cannot do anything. Go to Ibrahim alayhi salam. We all go to Ibrahim alayhi salam. He said, I cannot do. Khalilullah says, I cannot do anything. Go Musa alayhi salam. Kalimullah. We all go to Kalimullah. Kalimullah says, I cannot do anything. Go to Isa Ruhillah. He's a Ruhillah. We all go to Isa Ruhillah. He said, I cannot do anything. Go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. So we all go. All believers will go to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the praise station, Maqam Mahmud, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then everybody will praise him because he will be the one who will do intercession. Then he will go to the door of paradise and he'll open the door of paradise from a ring. He'll pull the ring out of the door and he'll go and do sajda in the paradise door. And the voice of our Lord will come and say, the Lord will say, who is it? Allah will say. So, who is it? And Prophet will go to sajda. And he will not raise his head high. Allah says, speak, ask, you shall be granted. Intercede, and your intercession will be accepted. He will go to sajda twice, and Allah says that. And then he'll start doing intercession for believers, and Allah accepts believers. That's the prayer. Everybody will praise him. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maqam-e Mahmud. That's Prophet's station. We pray to Allah that we become part of that group to whom Prophet Ulu Shafaat. But it will only happen if we know our Imam. We come with our Imam and go to Prophet for Shafaat. قل ربي ادخلني مدخل صدق واخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا and say my lord cause me to enter a goodly entrance and cause me to go out goodly exit and grant me from your part a authority to assist. Allah is asking Prophet to pray to him that oh Allah give me authority, give me help from you so that I enter everywhere with the truth and I exit from everywhere but from the truth. Means I am always with the truth. See, Allah guaranteed the Prophet's protection from any kind of sins and any kind of deviation. And Allah is asking Prophet to pray to him that he is always with the truth because his mission is so hard mission. Not only Allah is asking Prophet to do that, but He is indirectly asking us to pray to Him that we stay on truth because kunu ma'as sadiqin. You know, there's a verse in the Quran and Surah Toba. Kunu ma'as sadiqin. Be with the sadiqin. So how could you not be with the sadiqin if you are not with the truth? So we have to be with the truth. We should practice ourselves how to be in the truth. It comes with practice. We keep practicing. You keep practicing, inshallah it will come. If you don't practice, it will not come. Now we last one for today. فَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ بَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُقًا and say the truth has come and the falsehood has vanished away. Verily the falsehood vanishing. Now we read all that polytheists wanted to astray Prophet and they failed, and we see how Allah asked Prophet to pray for to be with the truth all the time, and Allah is saying in the last, tell them that the truth has come and the falsehood has been vanished, and the falsehood had to vanish. Allah SWT says, what are the falsehoods? Polytheism. What they were trying to incline Prophet ﷺ, which they failed completely. So Allah says, tell them that truth has come and falsehood has to be vanished, and it is vanished. It is vanishing, and it really happened in Makkah. Falsehood was vanished when Prophet came. There was victory in Makkah, and Kaaba was taken back by Prophet ﷺ and believer with Allah's help. And this was also comes for our 12th Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. When he comes, all this kind of falsehood we are seeing this will be vanished. This is the meaning of Imam Azama coming back and reclaiming his right over the people. Now, after we talked about that Prophet did not incline a bit, not even near to inclination, and who can be the best witness for that? Who can be the best support that Prophet never declined? When we see Karbala and we see his son Imam Hussain alayhi salam, not only Imam Hussain alayhi salam, his 72 companions, nobody declined to even bid. At the night of Ashura, Imam Hussain asked his companion, you leave me alone, I can be alone. They say, we will kill ourselves 70 times, but we will not leave you alone a minute, not for a second. This is the truth that not only Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but his progeny didn't decline a bit. Not even his progeny, but his companion did not decline a bit. Change their path to the bit. We see Ali Akbar alayhi salam. We see Qasim alayhi salam. We see Ali Asghar alayhi salam. Nobody declined to even. And we see Abu Fazl. When Abu Fazl went to Farat, and when he went to Farad, he conquered Farad. He took water in his hand, and when he saw the water, he just saw the water, and he just threw back the water in the Farad. And he saw the face of Bibi Sakina, and he just proved that it's not just following Sharia law, but there are more things higher than just having Sharia law, to have the sincerity toward Ahlul Bayt. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.